So I'm calling as I just read a story of those camping behind the old beer store at Bagot and Cataract. We were basically, again, given eviction notice by police and told they would have to go. Now, this is not the first time this has happened, but let's talk a little bit about the encampment protocol. What exactly does this mean for the unhoused?
Well, the example you just mentioned of the beer store, I have some familiarity with that situation. So that really is not that's not an example of the city enforcing the no camping policy. So that is private property. So it's private ownership, and whoever the owner is, I have no idea who owns the property, but I think that they were responding to complaints from neighbors and perhaps police or fire department about people camping on the property. And so the owner of the property had called the police to have the police ask people to leave that property. And I know that our staff then got called as well to come over and see if they could help people clean up and pack up and see where they might go at the end of the day. And that's what happened, I believe.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, the difference between private property and the encampment, you know, that's where it was more to do
right.
with camping in parks and all that. Like of course, Bell Park being an example that was quite timely as well.
Yes, so Bell Park is an example of city-owned property. And I think that the, you know, people call it the encampment policy, but really it's the no camping rule on public property, city-owned public property. So I think that that came into effect 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's my impression that the city or bylaw, as representatives of the city, are really taking a bit of a graduated approach to it. I know that they have asked people who are camping in different city parks to stop camping in those locations, but there are other locations where they have not yet ask people to move on.
Well, and this is causing, of course, a lot of challenges after council did reinstate the encampment protocol. I mean, where can the unhoused go in these situations?
Yeah. Well, if everybody who was currently camping required or wanted to come into, for example, use an emergency shelter, there certainly are not enough spaces available. On any day of the week, we usually have one or two or maybe three beds available. So for people who do want to look at alternatives, we usually do have space to bring in a few people each day. And I know that some of the shelters in the city of Kingston, including those that we operate at home base, are also having some success in terms of people who are in shelter right now, helping them find places to move to. So, you know, just in the last 2 weeks, I've heard of four people who are currently at the In from the Cold shelter who will be moving to their own places shortly. So, you know, there is movement. People do come into shelter, and there are expectations that they will want to look for a place. And we've been having, I'd say, a moderate level of success in terms of helping people find those places. But again, there are more than 100 people right now that are camping, we believe, in the city of Kingston, and there's no way that we could accommodate 100 people today, for example.
Yeah, there's only so many that can be assisted, you know, from one day to the next through a transitional housing initiative that you're able to offer.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So basically, from what I'm gathering, what home-based housing can do is if there is space, you know, a temporary shelter can be offered until, you know, they're able to move to to the next stage.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, that the city will likely need to try to find some additional space for people to stay, especially as we move into the fall and winter months. There are some people who may want to try to remain outside and camp, and some people probably do have a skill set to be able to manage that. Other people, I'm afraid, don't have that skill set to manage cold weather and will hopefully be looking for some alternatives. And hopefully, especially before the cold weather gets here, there will be some additional spaces created.
What would you like to see from the city at this point?
Well, I know that there are small initiatives underway that collectively are adding up to, you know, create a bit of a sort of a moderate response in terms of new alternatives for people. There's no way that, for example, by the fall and winter, that the city or anybody for that matter will be able to build new affordable housing. So at this point, I think that what I would hope for would be some additional overnight shelter beds for people prior to the cold weather arriving.
Excellent, Tom. Hey, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
I'm glad you reached out and chatted. Thanks.